Every generation uses and abuses certain terms and terminologies. One of my favorite ones from our generation is feminism. I guess it could be because at the root of this word lies a female, and that is a quote they say is impossible to crack. So for my podcast today, I try to look at how being a Desi woman abroad has shown me a side of what feminism means for me, and if it has evolved for us Desi women living abroad at all. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Us Desis, I think, love defining and redefining the meaning of feminism from time to time. So, what is feminism? The dictionary describes it as the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of sexes. I kind of agree to that. I agree that both men and women deserve equal rights, and both deserve the right to live with pride and dignity no matter what decisions they take in their lives and how they choose to envision their dreams. But what I disagree with is this whole appeal for equality, or this argument over neither of the genders being inferior or superior to the other, because the foundation of this argument is flawed. Why struggle for establishing equality where we need to celebrate and own up to the differences all the more? Let me tell you where I'm coming from. I grew up in the late 80s and the 90s in a traditional Gujarati household and lived a moderately conservative life in Mumbai. This was a time when petrol cost less than 9 rupees a litre and hell hadn't broken loose over the cost of onions yet. This was also the time when Bhagyashri in Maine Pyar Kiya was the poster child of feminism in India. She was all types of ideals that every Indian father, brother, and husband wanted the woman in their family to be like. Soft-spoken, pretty, agreeable, and submissive. She had to be kept away safely in someone's house while her father was traveling abroad, as she might not have been capable of looking after herself, even though she was obviously doing a great job at being a teacher in her town school. When sent to someone else's house, she wasn't keen to participate in the streetcar racing that the other men in the household were enjoying, but she would not miss a single chance of helping the other senior woman of the household in the kitchen. One of the reasons she was loved was that she did all the ghar ka kaam and wore salwar kameez, and in fact that in the movie was acknowledged as some of the qualities an ideal wife should have. Even when hell broke loose and her boyfriend had to do all sorts of manual jobs, her job was to cook lunch and dinner for him and provide him emotional support when he needed, that's it. In the 80s and 90s, she was the poster child of an ideal woman in quite a few parts of India. Not just Maine Pyar Kiya, but a lot of other super hit Bollywood entertainers portrayed similar roles and propagated similar values. Then the trends and times changed. Education started gaining priority over all else, and families were a lot more supportive of girls having their own careers and women being financially and emotionally independent. The costs of living were also skyrocketing, so a woman contributing to the family finances wasn't just limited to her empowerment, but it was a need that contributed to it being acceptable in the traditional Indian societies. So, definitions of what makes a woman respectable have been changing as the years went by. When society needed, it decided that a woman would only be respectable if she obeys everyone, marries on time, and pushes the family tree ahead. Then, at some point, the same society decided that to be respected, a woman had to bring home bread, and these definitions are still evolving and changing as we speak. When an Indian woman moves abroad, the foundation of her life changes, and she goes through a really interesting experience balancing the Bhagyashree and the Beyonce within her. And it's not just struggles with herself, but struggles with the visas and documentations required with living abroad. Sometimes these take months, and sometimes it takes decades. If she moves with her spouse, she might be on a spouse visa and she might not be able to work at all. If she finds employment, she might not be able to live with her spouse. If all goes smooth, they struggle with starting a life and building a family with absolutely zero help. And if that goes smooth, she's going to struggle with something else. Life in India is a major struggle for women as well, but life in the West is no easy, trust me. In this scenario too, sadly, the society doesn't give up. It continues finding flaws in the way they see women live their lives here. Whether it's about their cooking habits or it's about what we choose to wear and how we choose to live. What's worse is that women over here are not protected by any law, whether it's the law of the land we are living on or the law of our home country. They're not protected for domestic violence and legal issues, and their health issues are often ignored. So when I see all of these, I start understanding what feminism is all the more. Feminism is not a fight for equality. Feminism is the power to hold our head up despite of constantly being evaluated against standards set up by external factors. Women need to start finding these definitions of feminism in the strength to own up to the choices they make. If she chooses to have a career and go out and work, it is because it's a choice, not because the society requires her to. If she chooses to be a stay-at-home wife and spend her time in nurturing her family members, it is because that's her calling and she owns up to her choice. If she chooses to do all the things at once, it's her choice. And even if she chooses to do nothing at all and just focus on herself, that is her choice. In this world where every woman gets evaluated against certain established norms of ideal and she's expected to push her boundaries and beg for the world's acceptance in every action, I feel that feminism is the power to just choose to be ourselves. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Sawan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.